22nd demise anniversary. Iranian Shia and Sunni Muslims from all strata of society held mourning ceremonies to mark the departure of Imam Khomeini. A large number of Iranian officials, as well as foreign dignitaries, were also attending the ceremony at Imam Khomeini's mausoleum in the south of the Iranian capital. According to Iran's Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance, some 130 foreign news agencies and 271 foreign journalists from 30 countries were covering the ceremonies at the mausoleum on Saturday. The anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing away is also commemorated in many other countries. Meanwhile, leader of the Islamic Revolution addressed the huge gathering of people at the mausoleum of Imam Khomeini. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei told the attendees that the ongoing regional revolutions are Islamic, popular, and anti-US. The leader added that these three distinctions are fully clear, especially in the Egyptian revolution. He vowed that Iran would side with any movement encompassing such features anywhere in the world. However, Ayatollah Khamenei went on to stress that if we see the US Zionist provocation at work in any uprising, we would not support that movement because we are confident the U.S. and Zionists do not work in the interests of any nation. Elaborating on the broad Islamic awakening movements in the Middle East and North Africa, the leader said, each of these events should be analyzed from its own angle. Ayatollah Khamenei said, when a nation is awakened and feels capable, nothing can prevent its ultimate victory. He added that the colonial system, the big Satan, and the blood-sucking Zionists try to prevent the ultimate victory of nations. But if we observe patience and perseverance based on Quranic call and divine promises, they will undoubtedly be victorious at the end. On Libya, Ayatollah Khamenei said, the Western powers are after establishing weak and feeble states. He noted that Libya, as an important country with rich oil resources lying next to Europe, thus, the West wants to fan a civil war there to weaken it so as to control it directly or indirectly. On Yemen, Ayatollah Khamenei said, conditions in Yemen are similar to Libya, while in Bahrain, the Western powers and their allies try to attribute Shia features to the movement so as to brand the movement as an ethnic one. The leader said the problem in Bahrain is not related to Shiism nor to Sunnism. Rather, the problem is that the oppressed nation of Bahrain want their basic rights, including the right to vote. He said, of course, the U.S. authorities claim that the Saudis have gone to Bahrain to help that nation, but everyone knows that the Saudis are there to suppress the pro-democracy movement in the tiny island. Ayatollah Khamenei called on regional nations to be vigilant in the face of Western plots. He said, the West's superficial humanitarian assistance and crocodile tears are ploys meant to continue to subjugate the regional nations. The leader stressed that regional nations, particularly the Egyptian nation, are the inheritors of rich Islamic cultural assets. Therefore, they should be watchful of enemy conspiracies. Ayatollah Khamenei added that the Islamic awakening is an epic event that the late Imam Khomeini predicted, just like he predicted the collapse of the former Soviet Union. The leader said Imam Khomeini's school of thought represents a collection of ideas stemming from Islam, spirituality, rationality, and justice. He said the Imam's rationality and wisdom led him to conclude that retreating from rightful stances would embolden the enemy to proceed with its sinister objective. Ayatollah Khamenei said the Imam's thoughts saved the Iranian nation from dangerous bottlenecks over the past 32 years, and now the Iranian nation understands that they are the real owner of this country. The leader added that the enemies imagined that the late Imam's death would be a prelude to the collapse of Iran's Islamic establishment, but that was just a false and visual notion. On the question of Palestine, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "The enemies wish to wipe Palestine off of the map, but they are mistaken. Palestine will remain as part of the Islamic world because it belongs to all Muslims." Stressing that the U.S. brokered solutions for Palestine are futile, the leader said, "The solution is to let the indigenous people of Palestine democratically choose their system of governance and a referendum." Meanwhile, my colleague in London, Majid Karimi, interviewed some scholars about the life and legacy of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini. Here's more.
From an Irish point of view, we regarded the Ayatollah Khomeini as a great leader. We compared him to our leaders in the past. We regarded him as this great leader. He was a revolutionary. He had started a democratic revolution in Iran, and he had freed the Iranian people from the Shah, from the undemocratic Shah who had ruled as virtually, we regarded him as a despot.
I think he was the first post-war, maybe the first post-war successful revolutionary leader against the hegemony of the US, Anglo-US Zionist axis.
Would you please tell us what was the impact of Imam Khomeini's movement on Middle East and North African countries?
I think Imam Khomeini has left a very strong legacy for the revolutionary movements across the Middle East and North Africa today. Ultimately, that legacy is about a commitment to justice, to the rule of justice, because the fact is that the other regimes that are being overthrown all across the Middle East today are based on the opposite of justice, are based on repression, are based on corruption and cronyism and brutal violence.
Dozens of Syrian and Palestinians on the 44th anniversary of Zionist occupation of the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and the Golan Heights protested on Saturday at the borders of Lebanon, Syria, and occupied Palestine. 13 people were killed last month when Zionist troops opened fire on thousands of protesting Palestinians at the borders with Syria, Lebanon, and the Gaza Strip. Protesters on Saturday reiterated that the Golan Heights